The following segment is a paid commercial program by Christensen CPAs and Consultants. It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 and 96.3 FM, KWLM.
And we welcome back Joel Gratz, Managing Partner with Christensen and Associates. Joel, good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you, Bill. How's it going?
Real good. I was wondering if you've seen any scurrying around in the fields yet, or is it still a little too early for that?
Well, before this last snow, there was a lot of folks picking rock, and I know they actually applied some nitrogen. They were out knifing some nitrogen in before that last snow, but I haven't seen anything lately. It's still just a little wet, but I'm guessing on Monday we might see a change. I know there was a few pieces of small grain that got put in before that snow, which was really early. But other than that, I think everybody's trying to stay a little calm. But as soon as it gets good and fit, those farmers are so productive that you'll see overnight it'll just change overnight. So.
Yeah. Well, it's at April 10th. Was that the date for crop insurance, I think?
Yeah, I think we're past it now. So everything's live, basically every crop, I believe. But yeah, it's around that time. So yeah, today's April the 11th already of all things. And before I forget, Bill, I know we have other things to talk about, but my sister Teresa has a birthday today. She's my younger sister, even though I look younger than her. And I know I'm saying that. I don't know if she's catching it on the air right now. And I'm joking, you, Teresa, but I won't say your age on the radio. But again, she is younger. She is younger than me. So anyway, happy birthday, Teresa.
Well, you're aging well, Joel. Gosh. So you can't compare people to you again.
Yeah, he said that, his eyes kind of. So I know he's lying to me. I'm not aging so well, but that's all right.
Well, you have developed a nice routine of bringing in other members of your team here in recent visits, and you've not disappointed us today.
I have outdone myself today. I've got Jonathan Skindelen, a gentleman who has been working with us in our tax group for 5+ years. He's a guy that we all lean on. He's locally born and raised, which is also cool, and I'll let him probably say more. But, yeah, welcome, Jonathan.
Yeah, I am born and raised in Wilmer. I went K through 12 here, and then went to school up at NDSU. Did an internship in the spring of 2019 with Christensen, and then I went back for one more semester of school, and then I've been back ever since. So, and yeah, I've kind of fallen into the tax department. I've done pretty much everything at the firm, but now I'm pretty specialized just in the tax world. So I work a lot with Joel.
Yeah, those internships are really, I think those are key, aren't they, right now? It seems like, I know I basically had the same situation here 51 years ago.
51 years ago, good for you.
You know, basically was, you know, kind of hired on a kind of an internship or trial basis, like I suppose as it happens. And but the school I went to up at Thief River Falls, we had placed a number of people down here in Wilmer through the years. So they had, you know, they had a track record with the school, and they felt that, you know, if the school recommended somebody, they were ready, it was worth taking a chance on them. So,
yeah, no, we think they're very valuable both ways, right? Kicking the tires on both ways, maybe. Public accounting isn't for everybody, right, Jonathan?
Definitely.
And that isn't a bad thing. So it helps folks understand what we do, and it also helps us understand if they're ready for it and if they're a good fit. So, yeah, we found really good success with our internship program, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan, we mentioned April 11th, and, of course, the 15th is just around the corner. Not everybody, I suppose, does that pertain to, but for a lot of taxpayers, that's the day, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much everyone.
Yeah, right? The April 15th deadline is obviously the personal, you know, 1040 deadline, as well as the trust filing deadline, as well as the C-Corp. If you're a traditional C-Corp, those entities are all having to file technically by April 15th. So that's kind of the what we wanted to talk about today, is kind of the myths and the backgrounds behind what does it mean to even file an extension, right? So I don't know. Have you ever filed an extension, Bill?
No, I was thinking about that. I was thinking maybe once, but no, it was more of an amended form, I think. That's maybe in a couple times that's happened for me, but at the recommendation of my tax preparer, you know, because whatever, you know, there something came up or whatever, and that it actually was to my benefit to file those amended forms. But yeah, extensions, I mean, we hear that, and it seems like some people, is it more common for some people, you know, if they filed once before, to file another one later on, or is that are they chronically late, I guess, or something like that?
Well, there's probably multiple categories, and I probably could let Jonathan speak to it, but there's going to be the folks who are the chronic, you know, I hate tax so much, and I just procrastinate, right? And it just that's just kind of how it goes. So that's a group. There's a group of, you know, what I call complicated taxes where knowing how tight in and kind of, you know, the season ends up being, you know, a 10-week, 12-week span, sometimes there isn't enough time in the day to get everything done, one, but two, to get all the paperwork, because there's so many dominoes for some of these folks who get file in 35 states and get multiple K-1s and have multiple businesses. It just takes this long to get all the data. And most of the time, we're still getting, aren't we, Jonathan, documents still from reporting agencies here in April.
Yep.
So we just don't find it to be appropriate to try to get that done and ram it through when an extension, believe it or not, is super easy. And I'll let Jonathan speak to some of the mechanics of that. But it's actually a very simple and easy thing to do that. And it doesn't take a lot in these days with electronics to do that.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, what are some of the requirements then that, you know, that would even make it where you would even consider it, I guess?
Yeah, so really the main thing is that there is a form called Form 4868 for individuals that will file with the IRS, and that is your extension. However, when you file an extension, you have an extended time to file your return, but the kicker is that if you owe tax, you still have to file, otherwise you will incur penalties and interest. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our clients that we file extensions for, if we know that they'll owe, we'll print out like a voucher for them to mail in a check to the IRS or the Minnesota Department of Revenue that will help them avoid paying those penalties and interest. So that's really the main thing there is filing, getting that form filed with the IRS. There's not a specific form for Minnesota. They do what's called automatic extension. So like if you file
as long as you file federal one,
yep,
right?
If you file a federal one and that gets accepted, then Minnesota will automatically extend as well. So those are really the two things: is filing the form and then making the payments. If
right.
Needed.
So if I may, for the listeners out there, the one thing you cannot do is extend the deadline for payment. Mm-hmm. So if you know you owe or think you're going to owe, we suggest making the payment along with your extension. So I have a lot of clients who assume extension means not only the filing of the actual documents with the IRS, but the payment. Mm-hmm. And man, I wish it was that simple. And it's not. And we've seen a lot more folks having to pay quarterly income taxes now. And if you have paid your quarterly income taxes and have paid at least 100% of last year, you're generally safe. Like there'll be no interest, no penalties. You've done your quote job, your due diligence when it comes to the IRS. And that makes that extension even easier. So Jonathan can go in there and probably in about what, 3.5 minutes,
yeah,
get it ready to go, yeah, hit enter, and it's sent and it's received. So that part is actually the easy part. Yeah. And another misnomer, and my dad is one of these folks that I'm still trying to get his tax return done, Bill. Don't tell him. I'm sure he's not listening either. But on the radio, is that, where was I going with that? Now I lost track of that, but here at the end of the season. But as far as the deadline, it's not an automatic audit if you extend. Right. My dad is so worried that if we file an extension, that it means I'm doing something in a shystery way, mm-hmm, that the IRS says, I'm going to now audit Gerald Gratz because he just got an extension. Mm-hmm. And it's really not that way. It's got, right, Jonathan?
No.
There, we have seen no trend of any more or less audits per se if you file an extension or not. So that's another misnomer, I think, out there. A lot of folks are like, Joel, you got to get me done because I don't want to be on the audit radar. And that's just really not even remotely close to how that works. So,
and hasn't there been some instances in the past where some of these things haven't really been adopted until the last minute, where it doesn't give you guys any chance to implement a lot of these new changes that come down the pike?
Since Jonathan has joined the firm, you have seen more stuff, yeah, right, that's changed,
yeah,
you know, in your lifetime than my entire probably 35 years, mm-hmm, in this last 5 years, where the political posturing and we're signing tax bills inside of tax season, which is ludicrous and preposterous as a preparer. You're like, well, how in the heck am I going to do that now, right? So you're right. Some of that has created some needs. This year has not been that way. No. So I wish I had that as a quote excuse,
yeah,
but I don't. And, you know, our clients, we believe in a quality product first, and I'd rather extend you and do it right than jam it through, ram it through. And it's not an audit risk, and it's just something that we have seen more of when I was younger, when it wasn't as complicated. And we did have computers, Jonathan. I'm sure you were thinking, man, maybe he was doing it on the stone tablets. But, you know, we did not have very many extensions. Life was easier. There wasn't as many 1099s. Mm-hmm. Investors are getting more savvy, more sophisticated businesses. And the rules are just getting harder to do. And it takes, you know, I can do a bar napkin tax return in probably 30 minutes and get it within 10%. Okay, good answer. I'm not bragging, just saying, right, Jonathan? We can do that. But to get it to the forms and to get deliver it to you as a client, and then it comes out about 3 inches thick mm-hmm. of paperwork, that's what takes time to get it right and get in all the right forms. So I would love if we went to a postcard method. I'm not going to lie. And someone might say, well, Joel, that's, you know, terrible for your industry. It's really not. We still got to know the rules. Mm-hmm. Let's just abbreviate this thing, make it more straightforward, and just leave 4 or 5 buttons to choice, and then we can see if we get audited. You know, that would be my druthers first. Second, if I was a lobbyist, I would push for every deadline to be pushed back 30 days, every single one. So the farmer deadline will be April 1st. The corporate deadline will be April 15th, and then the individuals will be May. That would make life, I think, a lot easier, knowing how much stuff we got to do. And Jonathan's agreeing with me, I think, just because he wants to agree with the old man on the radio. But, I mean, wouldn't that make it easier, buddy? Yeah,
especially the farmer deadline, right? Yeah. Because that's not one that you can file an extension for.
And the farmer deadline, again, for reminder, is that so you can pay your taxes once a year if you've got 2/3 of your gross income from farming, which our farmers are getting more sophisticated, more diverse. So I've been getting a lot of farmers who don't even qualify for that anymore. And to convince them to pay quarterly, my dad, he says, I'm not doing it. I'm like, man, dude, you're going to get interest and penalties because you don't qualify anymore. And he goes, I don't care. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that it sounds like my dad's a shyster. He's not. He's just really conservative, everybody out there listening. So there's just a lot of things that go into this. So the other question, Jonathan, I have for you is, so if someone walks in and wants an extension and goes, I don't know if I have to pay or not, what do you do next? Don't pause like that.
Yeah.
What do we do? What do we have to do?
We have to get something.
We have to get information.
Get information and get some idea. I mean, prior to your tax return, see what they owed last year would maybe be an okay start. But yeah, even then, that still doesn't cover everything. So, I mean, at least get some information from them, I would say.
So we still got to do work.
Yep.
Not that we can always just hit the extension button real quickly, but if they do owe, we can't stop the penalties, right?
Nope.
So that does take time as well.
You know, what are the penalties? I've been wanting to ask that.
That's a great question. It's really an interest charge. Do you have that information, Jonathan?
So the late payment is 0.5% of tax owed and then increases by 0.5 for every month later.
Okay.
And then if you don't file an extension, you get a failure to file penalty, it would be 5% of tax owed.
You want to file the extension. That's the biggest one.
At least file the extension, right? Then you would avoid that that failure to file. But then, yeah, that late payment is the kicker. And then the longer you wait, the more that's going to accumulate.
Is that both federal and state then? Do the state have some penalties?
Similar.
I think the state is a little bit less. I don't know, have that off the top of my head, but
So we try to avoid it if we can.
You guys have any knowledge as to the percentage of people that file extensions that make their payments then, that actually get a refund, as opposed to maybe still have to owe more at the end of the day when it's all over? Is there any?
It's probably 50-50, Bill. Yeah. You know, some we guess right on, some we don't know everything on, so some get refunds. And we try not to lob it too far. I mean, I don't want the IRS to have money longer than they have to, no offense. So we try not to be too long on it and have too much cushion in that. But we generally try to have a little cushion in there with the idea that hopefully we might get a little bit of a refund when we file them later, which once we file an extension, individuals have till when? October 15th,
October 15th.
So we got lots of time. And the problem is those procrastinators, when do you think they come knocking, Bill?
I'm going to say about whatever closing
October
time is.
October 12th. Yeah. So, and we too, you know, we need to take a break too. And we've been really grinding, Jonathan and I and the team and all our delivery folks at the firm and the partners and the signers. And, you know, this is, you know, of the firm and the things we do, everybody has taxes to pay, right? Mm-hmm. So all of us are touching this in some shape or form for the most part. And it's just a big event. you know, and we've been working really hard. Our team's as efficient as we're going to be right now, even though Bill's looking at me and he's like, you look you haven't slept in 3 weeks. And that's just how I feel right now. And I'm just living on the dream right now and just pure adrenaline to get us there. Yep. And I know I have a lot of folks probably listening like, Joel, you haven't called me yet with my stuff. But my clients have been so great to me. They do trust me. And they will have patience with me, and they do have compassion for me if and when I need it. And we always say, what, Jonathan, communication is the key, keeping a client apprised of the situation. Yep. No one likes to be surprised. They'll be like, okay, let's do an extension as long as I know before Monday, April 15th, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what we recommend. And reach out if you can, too. You know, we can't remember everything, and we do our best. And if we make a mistake, you mentioned an amendment right away, mm-hmm. Bill. We can always fix it usually. Yep. So, I mean, we're not life or death here, even though it feels like it some days. Yeah, it does. But we can always fix if we have to, you know, if something goes bad, which we try not to do. We try not to amend, you know, if we can help it.
Once you file that extension, that kind of takes the heat off a little bit. I mean,
not a little bit. I would say a lot.
But you don't necessarily put that, you know, at the bottom of the pile then either. I mean, as you mentioned, you have till October 15th. No. But the thing I could see if you... you know, get down toward that, then what? Well, you almost got taxes due again 4 or 5 months later, you know?
Yeah. Right. So we try to get them done by June 15th just because that's when the next quarterly installment would be. So we try to get that caught up. And so we try, but, you know, it takes, you know, for us probably to retool a little bit, and we have to take a little break to kind of freshen up a little bit so we don't just keep dragging our feet a little bit here. But we try to keep on it. And as our firm has gotten bigger, we can do some more of that in the off season. So from our perspective, if I could be honest, spreading work out just helps everybody, our mental health. Yeah. We have higher accuracy probably. Mm-hmm. Mental health's a big thing, right? You know, and not everybody's cut out for these deadlines. And I'm probably the worst one in the firm. I just grew up in a household. Again, I hate to bring my dad into this, but when the work is there, you do it. That's just how I was raised, and you just somehow find a way. And when you love what you're doing and you believe in your clients and you love your clients, you'll do anything for them. And my delivery team often says, why do you keep saying yes? You should be saying no. And I said, because somebody needs my help. And it sounds really kind of superhero-like, and I'm not trying to act like one, but that's just who I am, you know. And I think our firm really tries hard, don't we, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, we really do. So, and I'm not trying to necessarily promote us, but we think that's our competitive advantage. We actually care about everybody and love everybody. That's what we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine it kind of a lot of it goes back to the client. I mean, they've got to have some decent records, and the better they do at kind of keeping track of things, you know, makes everybody's job easier and more effective ultimately.
So. Yeah. Yeah. If you walk in with a box this week, we're not going to probably tackle you, right? We're just like, all right, we can sift through that later, right?
Nope. Yep.
But if you come in here all organized, well, if you've made the effort, I'll make the effort, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just kind of how we do that. But so again, the deadline is this coming Monday. Mm-hmm. Deadline to file, deadline to pay. First quarter estimates are actually due for 24. Technically, not that that's as etched in stone, but that's also an interest charge if you don't quite pay them on the around the April 15th. But I shouldn't say that on the radio when I say around, but that's what we shoot for as well.
Yep.
Do we miss anything talking about extensions and some of the unique things that you can think of, Jonathan?
Not that I can think of.
Remember, guys out there, we're tired. It's end of busy season, we're maybe not as sharp as we normally are. But any questions you have, Bill?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, now with everything done electronically, or the vast majority of the returns,
99.9%.
Yeah, it's really changed from the days of, remember, the post office staying open till midnight, and you know, literally having people standing there to take.
Well, the postmark thing is still a thing for your payments.
Yeah.
So those are you can make.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
too.
But even
the filing. Oh, I agree with you. Yeah. A lot of folks. Like, I'm not giving the IRS my money until the very end. That was my funny old man voice. I guess I don't know if that worked in the radio.
You know, though, I'm going to give it a little shout out. You know, I don't have a very complicated reform form or anything, but I got my Minnesota small refund within 2 days. So they did a heck of a turnaround.
Mine came pretty fast too.
You know, so I mean, I sent my check into the feds, and I haven't heard. You know, it hasn't been cashed yet. But I mean, I was shocked when I saw that deposit in there from the Minnesota Department of Revenue. Because, I mean, we kind of knock them a lot of times, it seems like. But like I said, maybe it is a pretty simple form, you know. And
well, they maybe have their stuff together. There was less changes. So, yeah, I mean, good for them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's great. No, you're right. We probably do knock them sometimes. And that's never personal, right? I mean, the governments, both Minnesota and the federal, do have big jobs. I mean, think of the data they have to try to manage. So, it's a big job.
I'm sure the people that, you know, because they're kind of your counterparts, they, you know, a lot of them are, I mean, seriously, as far as they're working hard, too.
Yeah, we have to work together. You called them a counterpart. I know I did a funny look real quick. They are definitely not the enemy, right? They're not the enemy, right? Our job is to work with them, make it easy for them, and we do have audits. We're friendly. We're cordial. We give them everything we can, transparency. So you're right. I like how you said that. They are our counterparts, and that is what we should treat them as, and I hope they feel the same of us, and we're all working together just to make everything fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Jonathan, hopefully this wasn't too painful.
Nope, not bad at all.
When you've got Joel running the sled up there, all you have to do is just keep mushing.
He does the heavy lifting for sure.
Oh, no. Well, I appreciate that, guys. And Bill, I think this is our last time together on the air. I heard an announcement that you'll be retiring officially, full-time anyway, the end of this month. Bill, I don't know how many years you and I have been doing this.
Quite a while.
But I can't thank you enough as a young man watching you do your thing and me ever saying I'd be on the air with Bill Dean as a child, it's just the greatest thing ever because you're a legend, my friend. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks for the kind words, and maybe we'll have to do that podcast we keep talking about.
I would love that, Bill. Thank you. You guys heard it. It's going to happen.
All right, Joel and Jonathan, thank you so much. And again, that phone number for Christensen.
320-235-5937.
All right.